our in-depth team coverage now. President Trump hospitalized with the virus. He's at Walter Reed. We are live with Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, good afternoon. The White House says it's just acting out of an abundance of caution, but the president is in the hospital, and he's been treated with Regeneron. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, Regeneron has been working on coronaviruses for quite some time, including the MERS, that's the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. That's one of two previous sort of epidemics that we've had with the coronavirus, the first one being SARS-1, MERS, and then we have SARS-2, which is COVID-19. And in previous clinical trials, they have shown that this combination cocktail, it's a man-made antibody against the spike protein of the coronavirus that we hear so much about, as well as natural antibodies against the spike protein. This combination has worked in the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And so they brought it out for SARS-2, and it seemed to have some early clinical benefits. And the president is, getting a little bit ahead and trying to get his antibodies up as well to sort of shut this virus down so it can't get deep into his body.
Obviously, we're watching. The world is watching. We'll know if this works in, 4 or 5 days. If this is the course and maybe he's a few days into this and everyone's trying to, you know, pin that down. If it's going to take a turn for the worse and he's still early, it would be, middle of next week, if that's, you know, day 5, 6 of when things usually can get pretty bad, because they take a turn quickly in many cases, if they do.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Mike. Here's the timeline that I've been thinking about with the president. So he started showing symptoms, or reportedly so, yesterday. That means that he probably was really, you know, infected most likely sometime earlier in the week, probably at the debate, was actually infected with COVID-19. Melania comes down with it at the same time, which means the two of them had it together. It wasn't that one gave it to the other, but they both sort of had it together, meaning that their exposure was probably sometime last weekend, if not a little bit before. But that would be my guess, would be around last weekend, and then started developing symptoms on day 5 or so, as you suggested. And then I think if he can get through the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, and sort of get out from those 8 days, those 8 critical days we talk about, I think he's going to be fine.
How widespread could this get? The president is known not to wear masks around his senior staff. How bad could this be?
Well, yeah, you know, he's around a lot of people who are then around a lot of people. So we'll see. So far, a lot of the White House staff have reported that their tests have been negative, which I think is a good thing. Hopefully they have been practicing some social distancing. Hopefully the, you know, air control systems in the White House are extremely efficient. And we have talked about this a lot. Air scrubbers, air filters are very capable of creating that same outdoor environment safety inside. And hopefully he's taking advantage of that in the White House and therefore limiting the number of people who actually can become sickened from his disease.
Dr. Michael Hirt there, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hirt, thank you.